What is up, Pre-Med Stars? Dr. Dale, the author of How to Raise a Doctor and the author of Pre-Med Mondays. Both books are available on Amazon.com, so make sure you grab your copy there, and you're listening to the Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast. I am super excited about today's topic just because it's so very important for you all to know. Today, we're going to be talking about five must-know dates for a pre-medical student. Five must-know dates for the pre-medical student. Check it out. Happy, 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 happy Monday, Pre-Med Star. It's going to be a very, very exciting week, a very, very wonderful week, a great week. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. We're going to make some big things happen. We are going to impact lives and get better ourselves this week. That's what's going to happen this week. Tell yourself that. Believe it. That is what is going to happen this week. So happy, happy Monday to you. And happy MLK Day. Day off. So it's actually a day off for me. So I'm here hanging out with my kids. And if you're off today, also take advantage of it. Do something useful. Read a book. I don't know. Just have fun or do something. Take advantage of your days off in life, because obviously we don't get too many of them. All right. This episode of Pre-Med Mondays is brought to you by the Pre-Health Market, prehealthmarket.com, affordable services for pre-health students. Make sure you guys check that out if you haven't. A lot of students have been using that, and we're getting great reviews from the students about the service provider. So really great stuff. Students are excited about it, and I'm excited for them because finally, you can get affordable services to help you get into medical school. We're talking as low as $25, $20. You know, to get some great services, help you get into medical school. We've got great feedback from the students who are already using the service and they're loving it. We're talking about MCAT strategy planning. We're talking about personal statements, prep and review. We're talking about interview crash course, which honestly has been one of the more popular ones so far. We're talking about pre-med consulting / coaching, whatever you want to call it. Great stuff there. Take advantage of it. All of you guys can afford it. And you know, if you want to do one thing right in life, it's choose who's going to help you become successful. So these are individuals who can help you become successful. All right. So definitely take advantage of that. All right. Now back to this week. Actually, before I get into this week's topic, man, a lot of cool things happened last week. First of all, I just checked my Pre-Med Star inbox. I want to give a big, big, big shout out to Helen for getting accepted to medical school. Woohoo. Yes. Strong work, Helen. Again, anytime I get these messages in my box, especially from people who have been on Pre-Med Star for a while and people who I've been kind of communicating with and working with for a while. I mean, goodness, Helen, I hope you don't mind that I say this, but I remember when you were considering maybe not going into medical school. I remember when you were considering, should you go into dental school and medical school, and thinking back and forth. And then we discussed that. And it just means so much to me when you guys go through all that and then you pull through and you say, hey, Dr. Dale, guess what? I got that acceptance letter. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so happy for you. I'm proud of you. And just keep it up. You're going to be a great doctor. Keep it up. I'm so proud of you. I'm very excited for you. That's great news. And I'm almost speechless. Just excellent work. Excellent, excellent work. All right. Another thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned on this podcast. So, you know, I get all these messages from different people about different things. And one of the ones that came through this week was an individual. I won't say your name, but if you listen to the podcast, you know I'm talking about you. I got a message on Twitter actually saying that your grandson was in high school and you were asking for advice. What should your grandson be doing at this point of time? And you know, that's a great question. And so is there any parents listening to this or grandparents? You know, take advantage. These are things. And then what I told them is I said, step one, get a mentor. That is step one. High school, no matter what stage you're at in life, for whatever you want to do, step one is get a mentor. That's why we do this podcast, Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast, right? The name of the book is Pre-Med Mondays, 52 Letters of Mentorship to a Future Doctor. So step one is get a mentor for your grandson. If it's you, get a mentor for yourself. If it's for your child, get a mentor for your child. That's step one. For the high school students in particular, and college actually, step two is get the grades. So you got to figure out how to get those grades. Okay, so if you're not getting the grades, there's not much we can do to help you get into medical school. And step three is utilize your resources. And the first one, I say all of you guys should be listening to the Pre-Med Mondays podcast. You just should, because stuff we talk about is just great stuff. So these are things that are very focused up. They're well thought through things that you need to know as a pre-medical student. And you're organized in a systematic way So over the course of a full year, you're going to get a whole lot of great information. And actually, we're already in week 32. So if this is the first episode you're listening to, there's 31 weeks prior to this of great information that you need to go back and check out, all right? And then step three, if you're a pre-med student, so if you're in college or a post-bac, you're not on pre-med star, then definitely get on pre-med star. You're missing out on excellent free resources, a great community. So definitely take advantage of that as well. Okay, now let's get into week 32. If you have the hard copy book, we are on page 107. We're talking about five must-know dates for the pre-medical student. Five must-know dates for the pre-medical student. This is very important. You know, in the book, I start the chapter off by saying, in life, always remember the low-hanging fruit. In life, always remember the low-hanging fruit. And knowing dates, important dates, is one of the most, or I said one of the lowest hanging fruits. So you have to know important dates. You know what happens, and you guys probably may or may not know people who have done this, and you know, I know I've gone through dealing with people who have done this, is you miss a date, you miss a deadline. You say, oh, I was going to take the MCAT on this date, but I missed the deadline. Or I was going to apply to medical school, but I missed, you know, the final submission deadline, things of that sort. That should not happen. If you're going to be a medical doctor, you should not miss dates, deadlines. You know, compare that to being a medical doctor and missing, you know, the right dosage on medication, or doing a procedure and missing the organ that you're doing the procedure on. You know, so the little things like that, don't miss those things. Don't miss dates for anything that's going to help you get into medical school. So there are an awful lot of dates that you probably want to be aware of as a pre-medical student. And this, I'm just going through five of them. I'm going through just five of them, okay? So these are very easy. These are very obvious. But if I had to pick some of the five most important ones, I would not want you to miss these. That's why I put these ones in the book. So number one is the MCAT. You have to know this. And this is not as big of a deal as it was back when I took the MCAT. Like, goodness gracious, I took the MCAT, I don't know, a long time ago, over a decade ago. So it's not as important as it was back then, because back then they only offered the MCAT like twice a year. But now they offer the MCAT multiple times a month. So you still have to know the dates, though. You got to know the dates. Because it really affects your planning for the application cycle and everything else that comes after that. So if you don't know the MCAT dates, or at least the MCAT days to register, then you got to find yourself being in trouble. And you don't want to start off your med school application journey on a sloppy note by saying, oh, I missed the first deadline for the MCAT. You want to go into this thing, this is from a mental mindset perspective. You want to go into this thing knowing that you were on point, you're on top of it, you had everything laid out, you had everything planned. That's how you want to go into this thing, right? If you check out the pre-health markets, prehealthmarket.com, Megan has an excellent gig that she offers you guys for a really low price, where she actually helps you guys strategize and do all this stuff as you're preparing for the MCAT. And Megan's scoring the 9.5th percentile on the MCAT. So, I mean, you want to do things like that. You want to make sure you got everything organized, everything perfect. You know exactly what to expect, your study plan, strategize, all that. But most importantly, it starts with the dates. And that's what Megan says. I learned that from Megan. She says the most important thing is figuring out what date are you going to take the MCAT and making sure you register for that date, okay? You can check out our webinar. I don't think it's up on premedstar.com. So go into the media section. You can find the webinar she did where she talks about some of these things, all right? Second thing is number two, medical school application opening date. So the medical school application opening date. So that's AMCAS, COMAS, TMDSAS, whichever one you're applying to. Know the opening dates. And keep in mind, I'm not saying the submission dates, because that's different. There's an opening date. So those are dates that the AMCAS will open and say, okay, on this date, you are allowed to actually go into our system and start working on your application. You want to know what date that is, because there's a little gap. There's an opening date, and then there's a first day that you can actually submit, which is number three. So number three is first day to submit the medical school application. Look, here's the deal. When you're applying to medical school, you want to submit your application in pristine condition and early. Pristine condition and early, right? You don't want it to be sitting around there just waiting, lollygagging while everybody else is getting theirs in. That's not what you want, because some of these schools go on rolling admission, right? And these little things can not seem like a big deal, but as human beings, we do a lot of things in our subconscious level. So if I'm somebody in an admissions committee, and if I see your application come across my desk earlier, subconsciously, he's probably telling me, hey, this student's serious, they're interested, they got your applications in early, right? it's funny because I do interviews for things, and when people come to me at the end of any sort of interview season, they'll say, yeah, even though I'm interviewing at the end, I'm very interested. I'm like, okay, yeah, I depend on the individual. I might believe them, but at the same time, I'm like, man, why'd you come here last? And it might just be that they wanted to get practice for everyone else, but or it might not matter at all. But subconsciously, I try not to let that affect any decisions I make, but subconsciously, that's on my mind still, right? So whenever you're submitting your application to medical school, as soon as you say, hey, I've got this as perfect as I can make it, you want to get it submitted, right? And that gap between when the application's open and when you actually have to submit your application, that's the time you want to spend focusing on knocking out the best application possible. You want to get everything together. You want to make sure it's all pristine condition, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, everything is perfect, all your word counts are on point, right? So that's why those are number two and number three. So again, number two is you want to know the first day that the application is open, and number three is the first day you're allowed to submit it, right? Number four, early decision program deadlines. And this is for some of you guys. Everybody's not going to want to do this. But the idea is if you're applying to a school that does early decision, the early decision program through the AAMC, you are actually allowed to make a decision by a certain date. But the key is you have to know that date, all right? And a lot of these things I'm talking about, if you just go to AAMC websites, or so MCAS website, or COMA's website, or TMSDAS website. Did I say that right? The Texas one, goodness. I was mixed the letters up in order. So TMDSAS. People say TMDAS. Go to those websites and look for these dates. So make sure you have those dates. And actually, I'm going to challenge you to look up these dates. That's going to be my challenge for this week. Look up the various dates and add them to your calendar now. Every date I'm saying right now, look them up and go ahead and put them on your phone, on your calendar. That way you don't have any excuse. Here's this podcast, take a break. You know, spend 30 minutes just looking up these dates so you have them. Put them in your calendar, right? But the early decision program, if you want to do that, you need to make sure you know the date so you don't miss the opportunity to get early decision for the school that you really, really want to go to. Application submission deadlines. All right, so this is the final one. Application submission deadlines. So you know first day the application's open. You know the first day you're allowed to submit it. You need to know the last day you can submit something, because a lot of students will say, oh, I wanted to submit, but I missed a deadline. Don't miss deadlines, right? We're talking about getting into medical school. We're talking about becoming a medical doctor. Do not miss deadlines. Each med school, at least for the allopathic schools, each med school is going to set its own application deadline. So make sure you know the deadlines of these schools that you want to apply to. Very, very important. Don't miss your deadlines. You know, guys, overall, the reason I decided to put this chapter in Premium Mondays is it's so important. I've seen it happen where students are missing deadlines. And the easiest way for you not to get accepted into medical school is to not get your stuff in on time. So make sure you do that. Please, please, please make sure you know these dates and you don't make this very, very simple mistake. All right. So, as I said, my challenge to you this week is for you to look up these dates. Go back and just look up these dates. Okay, so let me recap here. These are the dates I want you to look up. Number one, the MCAT dates. So what dates are the MCATs offered? MCAT date. Look it up. Write it down. Figure out which date you want to take it. Write it down. Register for it. Number two, medical school application opening date. The very first day of the application, it opens and you're allowed to actually go in there and look at it. Go in there, look at it. See where, you know, orient yourself with it and start filling it out. Make sure it's perfect. Number three, first day to submit your medical school applications. Now, you don't necessarily have to submit it on that first date, but you want to get those applications in, ideally, if you could, within the first month or two. I'd say within the first month, but within the first month or two of that application opening date, or I should say of that submission date, right? Get it in early. Don't miss out on opportunities for rolling admission. Get them in early. Number three, early decision program deadline. That's if you choose to do that program. Know the dates, right? There's no point in joining, deciding to say, hey, I'm going to do early decision, then you miss the date. And number five, I might have messed up with my numbers somewhere, and I bet you guys know I don't edit these podcasts, so I'm just going to say sorry. I apologize. And again, I'm a little bit stuffy. My kids are just bringing me stuff home. Actually, I'm not going to blame my kids. I love my kiddos. So I'm a little bit stuffy. I had a virus that I was battling a little bit last week, but I'm getting over it, but my nose is still stuffy. So I apologize for the muffliness and everything. But again, sorry, I don't really edit the podcast. My mission here is to give you guys the best information as possible. It's not always going to sound the best, so please forgive me, but I do hope that you're getting great information out of it. And if you are, shoot me a message, let me know you appreciate it. It's always good to get that encouragement from you guys. And then finally, number five is the application submission deadlines. Don't submit your applications late because they will not get looked at. All right, guys, remember, challenge this week is to look up the various opening dates for all these things and closing dates and add them to your calendar now. Okay, let's see. What are we going to be talking about next week? Oh, my. Another one of my favorites. So next week, we're going to be talking about gifts and work. Gifts and work. This is some higher level thinking here, right? These are some very higher level thinking. So next week, we're not talking about just the basic fundamental stuff about how do you get into medical school. We're talking about things that pertain to your life purpose and how to be successful in life, period. How to figure out what you are good at as a person and how to figure out how you should be using what you're good at as a person. That's what gifts and work is about. That's definitely going to be one of my favorite ones in the whole entire book. So make sure you check it out. All right, guys. So again, episode brought to you by prehealthmarket.com. Check it out. Affordable services for pre-health students to help you guys get into medical school. Take advantage. Don't miss these opportunities. What I don't want to happen is for you guys to come back and say, hey, you know what? My personal statement didn't come out as good as I wanted to, or I bombed an interview. There's no point in doing that. Take advantage. I have a good friend. He's actually drafting a contract or a terms of agreement form, or terms of participation really is what it is. So I have a summit coming up next month. Black Men and White Codes Youth Summit. We already have over 1,100 people registered for the summit that I'm putting on with my team. And so I'm working with my lawyer buddy, and he's drafted me up a little waiver, disclaimer type of participation agreement. And he said, Dale, you know, my dad told me this, is him talking about his dad. He said, you can either pay the lawyer up front, keep you out of trouble, or you can pay the lawyer on the back end to get you out of trouble. Pay him up front is going to cost a whole lot more money. Same thing with the pre-health market. You can take care of these things, a little bit of money up front to make sure you do it right, nail it, or pay a whole lot of money on the back end, try to recoup, recover, retake the MCAT, things of that sort, right? So think wisely when you're doing all these things, okay? If you have any questions, you know where to find me, premedstart.com. Shoot me a message. Do my best to be here for you guys to help you guys become successful. Again, shout out to Helen. Congratulations for getting accepted into medical school. Woohoo. Super happy for you. Super proud for you. And for everybody else, keep on pushing. Hang in there. It's a long road to success. But in order to make it, you have to be on the road. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And I will see you on premedstart.com.